Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday morning. And we're looking forward to the last Sunday school class of this term. Can you believe it? And of course, all our kids are excited because they have school holidays coming up. So, and of course, the big camp. I trust everyone has a handout sheet. Now this morning we are going to look at Hebrews chapter number 12, verses 18 to 22. Hebrews chapter number 12, those verses are in your notes. Hebrews 12, 18 to 22. Why don't we read through these verses and then we'll pray for our Sunday school classes this morning. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 22. Beginning in verse 18, the Bible says, "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto the blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they heard, entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." Verse 22. "But ye are come unto the Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels." Well, 2 weeks ago we looked at the first half of this lesson, which was the comparison between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. Remember, Mount Sinai is where God's people were given. What were they given there? Given God's law. And that's where they learned about the holiness of God. Remember, in Egypt, all they knew were the pagan idols of Egypt. And they knew about their God, but they were consumed with idols. And some of the Israelites worshipped those idols. And they were immoral, they were pagan, they were false gods. And then at Mount Sinai, God was teaching His people that He is holy. He was teaching His people that He is a God of justice. And of course, it was a fearful sight for them to stand at Mount Sinai with all the lightning, the darkness, the earthquake, the trembling, and of course, the fearfulness that was there. And we looked at the fact that God did not intend them to stay at Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai was a place to fear and tremble at the holiness of God, but they were meant to move on from there to Mount Zion. The difference between God's law and God's grace. And for those of us who are Christians this morning, God's will is not that you and I would live at Mount Sinai. He wants us to live at Mount Zion. The law of God condemns us, but the grace of God saves us and frees us to live for Jesus Christ. Many times as Christians, we go back to the law. We think we need to keep the rules and regulations in order to please God and in order to earn God's favor. But in fact, as Christians, we need to understand we already have the favor of God. We are beloved of God, and only by His grace can we live out the Word of God. Not by works. We weren't saved by works. We cannot live by works. We are to live by faith. And through faith and through the grace of God, we are brought unto good works. There is a big difference. There is a big difference. Sometimes we make the goal lists of do's and don'ts. That's not the goal. The goal is Jesus Christ. The goal is the law. The Lord, not the law. Amen? It's the Lord, not the law. And of course, Mount Sinai is important. God doesn't say, okay, you live by grace, you don't have to have any standards or any commandments at all. No, that's not true. By loving the Lord, we keep His commandments. Not by loving the works of our own hands. And so as a student in God's school of faith, the only way that you and I will move ahead is to live at Mount Sinai. Mount Zion, excuse me. To live at Mount Zion. We have to understand is holiness. And then we come to Mount Zion. We come to the place of grace. And God wants us to live in His grace. And He wants us to develop a relationship with Him, a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, a whole generation of Israelites went to Mount Sinai and they saw the promised land, but they did not make it into the promised land. Do you remember how they were brought to the borders and because of their unbelief, they could not enter in and they perished in the wilderness? And in a certain sense, that pictures a Christian who does not grow in their faith. They get saved, but then they get stuck and they don't experience God's blessings and promises. He still clothes us, He still feeds us, He still blesses us as He did those in the wilderness. But they missed out on Zion. They missed out on living in the grace of God and enjoying the life of faith. And they missed out on that. So today we're going to look at where the Lord wants us to live. Not at Mount Sinai, but at Mount Zion. Not at under the law, but under God's grace. Well, what do we learn about Mount Zion? Well, there in your notes, the first blank is the word sacrifice. Sacrifice. Mount Zion is a place of sacrifice. Now, as we look at Mount Zion, we have to remember that this is a real, historical, geographical location. Mount Zion is another place for, another name for Jerusalem. It is another name for the city of Jerusalem. It is a real place. That's where God's people came to bring sacrifices unto Him. Mount Zion is where Abraham took his son Isaac, and there he built an altar. There Isaac lay on the altar, and do you remember? God called Abraham to sacrifice his son, and it was a test of faith. God didn't want Isaac to die, but Abraham believed that this is what God wanted him to do, and he trusted Him, and then God substituted Isaac with, what did He substitute him with? A ram, that's right. An animal, a ram, caught in the bushes. And that was a wonderful picture of Isaac being set free and a substitute sacrifice dying in Isaac's place. Of course, that was a wonderful picture of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who became sin for us, who died in our place. And of course, most importantly, Zion pictures it is the place, the real place, where the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, was crucified. So Sinai represents the law of God, but Zion represents the grace of God. God's grace given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the law, God's holy law, was our schoolmaster in order to do what? To bring us to Christ. God's law shows us that we are sinners. God's law condemns us, but not just to leave us there, not just to cause us to be condemned for the rest of our lives. No, the law was our schoolmaster, our teacher, our guide to bring us to Jesus Christ for salvation. But God is holy. God is unapproachable. He is without sin. The only way that you and I could possibly come to God is on His terms and not ours. And thank God He made the way. Amen. Thank God He laid down His terms, that the wages of sin is death. And the Bible tells us that God commended His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died the death for us. Amen. Christ died our death. He died on the cross to pay for our sins. The Bible says, under the law, without the shedding of blood is no remission. And the Bible tells us that the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, was slain for the sins of the world. So you see, Mount Zion is a place of sacrifice. It is a place of God's love and God's grace in order to fulfill the law, in order that a just punishment would be made for those who are lawless, such as you and I. And that's what Christ did on the cross. Let me ask you this morning. Have you realized that you are a sinner before a holy God? Have you realized that there's nothing you can do to get to God? My friend, how are you going to get to Mount Zion? How are you going to get to that heavenly place in God? Are you still trying to earn your way to God by doing good works? Friends, we cannot. The law of God condemns us. But let me ask you this morning, have you come to Mount Zion through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you experienced His saving grace? Has there been a time in your life where you repented of your sins under the law and then you put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior, once and for all? I trust you have. I trust that you have called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you. Friends, He is the one who's opened the way. He is the one that has made the way for us to come to Mount Zion, the place of grace, the place of God's love. You see, He doesn't want us to stay at Mount Sinai. He wants us to move on from there to Mount Zion. It's a place of sacrifice. Place of sacrifice. Now, for those of us who are Christians, God doesn't want us to go back to Mount Sinai. He wants us to live at Mount Zion. That's where He wants us to live. Now remember, Mount Zion is still a place of sacrifice. And the Christian that moves on in their Christian life and lives at the race that is set before them, so important, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Notice what the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, looking unto whom? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And then the Bible describes to us His sacrifice. Do you notice that in verse 2? The Lord says, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So as we grow in our faith, we need to realize that God expects us to sacrifice. Not in order to earn His favor. I hope we understand that. We're not going back to Mount Sinai and we sacrifice in order to earn God's favor. No, we sacrifice out of joy. For the joy that was set before Him, the Bible says. He went to the cross to die for our sins. So as Christians, God expects us to sacrifice, but not out of compulsion or being forced to do it. No, we sacrifice because He sacrificed Himself for us. He gave Himself for us. He died for us. His love, as the Apostle Paul said, should constrain us. Should motivate us, should compel us, should drive us to sacrifice for Him with joy because He gave Himself for us. That's what the Bible teaches. So Mount Zion is a place of sacrifice. God expects us to, all you need to do is look at Romans chapter 12. The Bible says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So as a Christian, we are expected to sacrifice. We are expected to make choices that put God first and not ourselves. Let me ask you this morning, are you moving forward in your Christian life? Or are you just doing the minimum? Are you just doing the minimum? Are you just trying to not lie and not steal and not think hateful thoughts? And you're looking at the rules and regulations of the law and you say, well, I'm a good Christian because I'm trying to keep these standards. Or are you living at Mount Zion and you have presented yourself to God as a living sacrifice? You see, there's a big difference in the way we live, either at Mount Sinai or Mount Zion. Have you given yourself to God and say, Lord, Lord, I am yours. Lord, here am I. Send me. Lord, here am I. Use me. Lord, I am willing to do whatever you decide you want to do with my life. Lord, I will seek to live out your word by your grace. Lord, I will seek to please you in all that I say and do. Look, if you're just a Sunday morning Christian, you're not a Christian at all. If you're just a Sunday morning Christian, you're like, well, I'm in church. Okay, that's ticked off the list of the do's and don'ts for the week. I'm in church. But what about the other 6 days of the week? See, a Sunday morning Christian or a Sunday Christian is not a Christian at all. Where is your Christianity on Monday? Where is your Christianity on Tuesday? What about Wednesday when we're tired and it's the middle of it? What about Friday at the end of the week? Are we still living as a living sacrifice to God? You see, Mount Zion, living there at Mount Zion, the place of grace, is a place of sacrifice. God expects our all from day to day. Amen? God expects us each day to take up our cross and to follow Him. Sacrifice. Now, sacrifice involves much more than giving our money. Amen? Some Christians turn up to church and they say, well, I've given my tithe, I've given my offering, I've done my part, off we go. No, the sacrifice means an entire life of surrendered to God, living for God, much more than money. It is only when we are willing to sacrifice our all that we experience God's grace working within us. We experience the miraculous life of faith. Sacrifice is important. Let me encourage you, we need to continue to come to God each day with an open heart. Amen? With a willingness to love the Lord because He first loved us. So first of all, Mount Zion is a place of sacrifice. Now, secondly, in your notes on the other page, on the other side, Mount Zion is a place of faith. A place of faith. Mount Zion is a place of faith. And if we are going to live at Mount Zion, we need to live by faith. Not by trying to keep the works of the law. We are meant to live by faith. Now have a look at the example of, or just remember the example of the Israelites. Remember, only two men were entered into the promised land. Who remembers the names of those two men that entered into the promised land? Now Moses, he did not enter in. Who were the two men that did? Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because of their faith. Do you remember when they came to the border of Canaan and they went in with the spies? They came back with a good report. But the others in the group came back with an evil report. And so great was their unbelief, it pulled everyone down. And by the way, that's a message for the church this morning, isn't it? If most of us live in unbelief, it'll pull the majority of people down. And God will have to deal with that group of people in unbelief. We need to be people of faith, amen, so that we can lift others up. But the reality was that only Joshua and Caleb trusted in God. And when the 40 years of wandering was over, what did God do? He put them in a place of faith. He said, all right, you've moved on from Mount Sinai. Now it's time to teach you how to live at Mount Zion. How do we live at Mount Zion? Well, it's a place of faith. What was the first test of faith that God brought before the Israelites and Joshua and Caleb before entering into the promised land? What was that first test? Who can remember? That's right, the Jordan River, Brother Fred. It was impossible to cross because it was flooded. There was no way across for the millions of people that were standing there. So what did they need to do? Well, they needed to listen to God and obey His instructions. And then they needed to, what did the priest need to do before the water? They needed to get their feet wet. That's right. They needed to trust God and step out by faith. And by the way, that wasn't the end of those times of faith. In fact, the rest of the book of Joshua is a wonderful picture of God's victory that He gives as we step out by faith. The next challenge, which we'll look at later this morning, was the city of Jericho. Later on, they had to face the giants in the land that they once were too afraid to face. Later on, they had to face the coalition of five kings, and the list goes on and on and on. You see, when they entered into the land, the promised land, it wasn't a picture of heaven, it was a picture of the life of faith. The spiritual battles that you and I face each day that God wants us to confront with faith. So what does it mean to live at Mount Sion as a Christian? It means to live a life of faith. A life of faith in the Lord. And as God teaches us in this school of faith, He allows things into your life and mine to strengthen our faith, to build our faith. Let me ask you this morning, what is God doing in your life right now? Well, if you're a Christian, He's teaching you to live in a new place. In a place that's not like the place you lived before you got saved. Before you got saved, you were condemned. You were under the law. What was I trying to do? I was trying to earn my way to heaven by trying to be a good person. By keeping a set of laws that I thought God was pleased with. Trying to do good to others and trying not to lie and maybe going to church once in a while. I trust that's where you're not living this morning. Because you see, none of those things can get us to God. But once we come to God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in a new situation, amen? We are in a brand new life and reality. We live by the grace of God. We live by His love. We are compelled by His love to live for the Lord. And we live not by works, but by faith. The outcome of faith is works. But we don't live by works. We live by faith. We live by trusting in the living God the same way we were saved, by faith. So you see, Mount Sion is a place of faith. A place of faith. Well, what does that mean practically? Well, practically that means you and I growing in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Looking unto Jesus, the author who began our faith and the finisher of our faith. See, living at Mount Sion means developing a relationship with Jesus Christ. Growing in our relationship with Him. As you grow closer to the Lord, as He speaks to you through His Word, as you speak to the Lord through prayer, and you develop this closer and closer dynamic relationship with the Lord, friends, you are living at Mount Sion. But it's the only way you and I can do that is by faith. It's by faith. Believing in the supernatural Word of God, and this is the Word of God, and believing in the power of prayer, the only way you and I can have that relationship is by faith. By faith. Let me ask you this morning, are you growing in your faith? Are you allowing God to stretch your faith, and are you responding to those problems, those struggles, by turning to the Lord? That is what it means to live by faith. Now, the faith you have right now, let me assure you, you might get a bit nervous at this statement, but the faith you have right now is not enough to get you through the year ahead and the next year. God's going to have to stretch it more and more. That is the school of faith He's put us in. That is why it's so important to live at Mount Sion and not Mount Sinai. Because God wants us to live by faith, to grow in our relationship with Him, to trust Him more so that when those difficult things come our way, those trials, those problems come our way, we don't respond like we did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it may be. We trust Him sooner. We trust Him more. We know Him better. That's what it means to live by faith. By faith, we get to see the greatness of God. By faith, we get to see those miraculous victories in that new life that He's given us. What is Mount Sion like? Well, it's a place of sacrifice. It's a place of faith. Lastly, it's a place called home. Your last blank is the word home. It's a place called home. Now notice verse 22 in Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says, "But ye are come unto Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels." Notice now it's the Bible's clarifying that we're not talking about an earthly location, are we? Mount Sion is an earthly location, but this is describing the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels. This is a heavenly location, would you agree? This is not a place that is earthly. This is a heavenly location. So what does the Bible mean? that you are come unto Mount Zion. Well, the Bible is very specific here. God is not saying that you are working your way towards that location. Would you agree? God is not saying that you are on a journey to Mount Zion, keep up the good work. No, the Bible says you are come. You are already there. If you have received Jesus Christ as Savior, you are already in the place of God's grace. You are already in Jesus Christ. This is talking about a permanent residency that you already have in Jesus Christ. You are come unto the Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. You see, God is speaking about a place called home, a place that we Christians know as home. And what is that home? That home is you and I living in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if we have Jesus Christ as Savior, we are already home. Yes, one day our environment will change. We'll leave this earth and we will be with the Lord forever in heaven, but that's just a change of environment. It's not a change of Savior. Amen? We are already in Christ. Notice there in your notes, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. What does the Bible say in Ephesians 2, verse 6? Why don't we read this verse aloud together? Ephesians 2 and verse 6. On 2. 1, 2. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, the Bible says once we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are in Christ. He is in us. We are already seated in heavenly places, spiritually and eternally speaking. You might say, I don't understand that. I'm here, I'm not there. But you see, in Christ, you're already seated in heavenly places. Your assurance is set. Nothing can change the fact that eternity, for all eternity, you'll be with God in heaven. The only thing is that we are still on this earth. But spiritually speaking, we are with Christ. We are saved. We are seated in heavenly places. Mount Zion is already our home. We are just pilgrims passing through this land. Amen? We are pilgrims and we are already seated in heavenly places. See, God isn't saying that I want you to live by faith one day when you get to heaven. No, God is saying, I want you to live by faith right now. Amen. See, God is saying, Christian, and this is the practical lesson, I want you to live with a relationship with Jesus Christ right now. Not when you see Him face to face. Not when you see the glories of heaven. You know, many Christians aren't living by faith. They're not willing to sacrifice because they refuse to. They're not developing that relationship with Jesus Christ in this new life that God has given us right now. Right now. They're stuck on what they can see. Well, I'm not in heaven yet, so I won't live a heavenly life. But God calls us to live a heavenly life. God calls us to live at Mount Zion and not Mount Sinai. God calls us to live in a place that we call home in Jesus Christ. Now, does that make sense? He wants us to live a heavenly life right now. Not when He comes, but right now. That means you and I can know the Lord Jesus Christ right now just as much as when we see Him face to face. You say, hey, there'll be a big difference. Yes, but we have His Word. And His Word will never change. Amen? We have the eternal, complete Word of God. We can live with a relationship with Jesus Christ right now. That's what God expects us to do. Why? Because we're not come unto the mount where we tremble and fear and where God is unapproachable. No, we are already at Mount Zion, the place of the living God, the place of God's grace, the place where the Lord is always with us and will never forsake us, the place where we can come boldly before the throne of God. Amen? To obtain grace and mercy at a time of need. That's what we call living by faith. That's what we call living by God's grace. A place called home. Let me encourage you, Christian, don't live afar from God. You see, the Israelites were afraid of God. They trembled. They lived at a distance from God because of the law. Because the law condemned them. It was frightening. If they touched the mount, they would die. And God was unapproachable. But now, as Christians, having come through the blood of Christ, God is more than approachable. He invites us to come. He delights when we come to Him by faith. That is living at Mount Zion. Amen? Not living at Mount Sinai. We need to reverence the Lord, but some of us as Christians have perverted who God is in our own minds. Why do Christians fall away from the race? Because they've changed who God is in their mind. God hasn't changed. He's not unapproachable, but they've convinced themselves that God hates me. He's punishing me. He's judged me. He's brought me back to Mount Sinai. I need to start again. Maybe I'm not even saved. They've changed their thoughts about God. But you see, when we bring our thoughts back in line with the Word of God, God encourages us, hey, you've not come onto this mount, you're right here. You are at Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You can live a heavenly life through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of God. And you can have a close relationship with the Lord. And if this is where we live, looking unto Jesus, then you and I will run the race. In fact, we'll enjoy running the race. We'll look to Jesus with joy. We'll make sacrifices. In fact, we'll say that any sacrifice we made is no sacrifice at all. That's where we need to get to. We need to say the greatest sacrifice that you and I can ever make in any area of our life is no sacrifice at all for what He has done for us. And because He has saved us, well, we can trust in Him by faith with anything, anything at all. That's living at Zion. And we will realize that, hey, I'm already home in Jesus Christ. Whether I'm in Australia, whether I'm on the mission field, whether I'm on a plane somewhere in another part of the world, I am at home in Jesus Christ. And one day we'll see Him face to face. That's what it means to live at Mount Zion. Let me encourage you to live there each day and to enjoy the heavenly life that God has for you. That is the school that He's put us in. What a wonderful place it is to live if we choose to do so.